W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. President Biden has declared a state of emergency for New York State. The Buffalo area is getting the last thing it needs, yet more snow. Here's Governor Kathy Hochul.
Anyone who declares victory and says it's over, it is way too early to say it. It is still a dangerous situation to be out.
Much of western New York is buried under feet of snow. There's a travel ban in Buffalo, and at least 11,000 customers are without power there, many without heat. It feels like temperature is near single digits. FlightAware says nearly 3,000 flights have already been canceled for today. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper says yesterday's numbers have caught Washington's attention.
According to FlightAware, 50% of all canceled flights on Monday were by Southwest Airlines. The Department of Transportation says it's going to look into the airline's situation to see if it complied with the agency's rules. Jay McVeigh with Southwest says the company is reeling from the impact of the winter storm.
About the time that we would get a runway clear in Denver and get airplanes de-iced and ready to go, that snow and ice was starting to impact St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, and it just snowballed.
Zach Shaw was scheduled to fly Southwest from Columbus, Ohio to Miami. It was canceled, and he says reaching the airline wasn't possible.
On the cancellation notice, it said, please visit the ticket counter for more information, but the line for the ticket counter stretched all the way outside of the door.
Still no arrests in the break-ins that took four power substations offline in the Tacoma, Washington area. Thousands of customers were left in the dark over the weekend. Pierce County Sergeant Darren Moss Jr.
When the deputies got there, there was nobody on scene, but they saw that the fence area had been broken into. In this one, the suspects cut one of the locks on the fence area, made their way inside and caused damage to the substation.
The White House responds after busloads of migrants from Texas were dropped off in front of the vice president's home on Christmas Eve. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The White House called the move by Governor Greg Abbott a cruel, dangerous, and shameful stunt. A spokesperson for the governor called the administration hypocrites whose immigration policies have overwhelmed Texas border towns.
Congressman-elect George Santos admits lying about his work in education. During his campaign, the New York Republican claimed to have had a college degree and said that he worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. But now he calls all of that, quote, a poor choice of words. He says he won't resign his seat. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
What's really remarkable is that just a few years ago, Democrats and Republicans and independents from left to right would have joined together and said, this guy has got to go.
On Wall Street, S&P futures are up 26.5. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the Executive Director of Americans for Tax Fairness.org, Frank Clemente. Frank, by the way, the Twitter handle is number 4 Tax Fairness, 4 Tax Fairness on Twitter. Frank, welcome back to the program. We have this year-end window for Congress to get things done. Before the Republicans take over the House and weirdness sets in. And there are apparently a whole bunch of corporations who are really pushing their own agendas here with regard to tax law. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what's new? Tom?
Yeah, there you go.
This is like the Christmas, every holiday season, we have big corporations coming in and trying to get their tax deals, tax breaks stuffed into the bill that's going to pass at the last minute. And, you know, some years they have gotten $400 or $500 billion in corporate tax breaks stuffed into these bills. It's a very painful process to watch. I am hoping that we've gotten the Democrats pretty aligned this year to not make it terrible, but it still may not be good. I never trust this. Anyway, there's three big corporate tax breaks. Little history. Remember the Trump tax cuts that passed in 2017?
Right.
They got a 40% tax break as part of that deal, right? Huge corporate tax cut. Cost $1 trillion to give them that.
So we basically gave $1 trillion to America's largest corporations in 2017.
Right.
They want to keep that going, right?
Well, I would say Congress. They cut their tax rate from 35% down to 21%.
Right. But when I said we gave it to them, it's because now our taxes have to pay the bills that their taxes were going to pay, you know, to maintain our country.
So, and remember, Trump was president and the GOP controlled both chambers. So the Democrats all voted against these measures. But anyway, it was Republicans. So as part of that deal, they had to help pay for some of they had to minimize somewhat lessen the cost of that 40% tax cut. And so the deal they struck was there were three big tax breaks, and they got those tax breaks for the first 4 or 5 years, but then they went away or they changed. They got to be less tax breaks starting in 2022, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Two go away this year, one goes away next year. And now they're trying to renege on that deal. And they're trying to claw it back and say, no, let's just keep extending those tax breaks that you gave us in 2017 to help pay for that 40% tax cut we got. We want you to keep extending those loopholes for us until the 10 years are up, and then we'll come back to you and figure it out again. That's what they are after, and it's horrible, disgusting, and we've got to stop it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Who is working on this in Congress, and when? Where are the danger points? I mean, who are the Democrats who might be inclined to go along with these corporations, and who are the Democrats who are fighting to prevent this from happening?
Well, let me say, typically, a lot of Democrats want to go along with these corporations. There's one big tax break, the research and experimentation tax deduction. That they had a vote in the Senate on it, and it passed 94-5.
Wow.
Four. So that's Democrats like some of this stuff.
Right.
The private equity industry, one of these tax breaks is a big one for private equity. It allows for interest tax deduction. So
that's the one that Kyrsten Sinema kept with her vote blowing. She blew up a piece of legislation that would have stopped that, didn't she?
Like not this particular tax break, but in the Inflation Reduction Act that was being passed earlier this year, she basically we got private equity included in having to pay the 15% corporate minimum tax. She got that excised. She said, "I'm not going to support it if you include private equity in this calculation of the 15% corporate minimum tax." And she also said, "I'm not going to allow you to pass the carried interest deduction, which would take away their they pay 20% on their income now. If they'd gotten rid of that, they would have had to pay ordinary income tax rates, which is 37%. She said, "No, I'm not going to let that." Anyway, so private equity has a big stake in one of these tax breaks. So we have basically the play that the Democrats are trying to make is if you are insisting on getting these corporate tax breaks, you have to agree to our position, which is improve the child tax credit. And your listeners may remember child tax credit was passed as part of one of the COVID response bills. It enhanced the benefits a lot. Not only that, but it allowed people to get their child tax credit every month. Mm-hmm. And you also got it whether you were being taxed, whether you were paying income taxes or not. Really low income people don't pay income taxes. They don't have enough income to pay. And they were missing out on a lot of the child tax credit. That legislation gave it to them 100% whether they were paying taxes or not. Mm-hmm. That went away. It only lasted for 1 year. The Democrats are trying to get it back in as part of this deal. So if they get corporate tax breaks, we get kids. So it's corporations versus kids. That's what this battle is coming down to. Wow. And you've got people like Sherrod Brown and Senator Sherrod Brown, Michael Bennett in the House, Representative Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut. And you've got the leadership, Democratic leadership in both parties and also the president. They are basically saying, no corporate tax breaks without a kid helping kids.
Right.
Child tax credit. So that's where it's coming down to. But it's ridiculous that we should even be facing this. It should
Plus,
be.
Both of those are tax. Both of those are expenses. I mean, you know, not getting money from corporations means that you and I have to our tax dollars or the debt of the country pays those bills. And then the child tax credit is an expense as well. I mean, it's one I'm in favor of, but it seems crazy to say we're going to balance an expense with another expense.
Right. Well, and these three corporate tax breaks, if they were renewed for the 10 years, the way Congress budgets, it's over a 10-year cycle. Mm-hmm. Renewing them costs $600 billion, okay?
Wow.
that's more than half of the corporate tax break they got in 2017. That $600 billion could pay for 4 or 5 years of child tax credit, full benefits for the lowest income folks in the country. And remember, that child tax credit, that reduced child poverty by 40% in 1 year.
Wow.
So that's a very good way to spend money. It's like giving people, you know, it's like giving them a huge minimum wage boost, something like that. I mean, suddenly they were able to afford things that they couldn't afford beforehand.
We're talking to Frank Clementi. He's the executive director of AmericansForTaxFairness.org, number 4 Tax Fairness on Twitter. Frank, what for people who are listening or watching the program right now and are not fans of more corporate tax breaks or extending the basically what we're talking about here is extending the Trump tax cuts, the parts that are expiring. Who do you call? What do you say? What how can we best essentially become citizen lobbyists around this? And obviously step one would be to go to AmericansForTaxFairness.org and read all about it. But what's next?
The most important thing is to put phone calls into your the offices of your senators and member of your House representative.
Okay.
And use the switchboard. It's 202-224-3121. and you plug in what your state is, and it will automatically send you to one of your senators. You have to call back and get the other one, and then you have to do a third time to get your representative. Both chambers, it's more important to call the Senate at this point in time. They have more leverage. That's where the negotiation is happening more than the House. And just simply say, you don't want any more corporate tax cuts. Yeah. No, don't vote for any more corporate tax cuts. That'll put the strong message in there that the Democrats shouldn't cave. They will still go for the deal on the child tax credit, but not to cave on the corporate tax credit.
Totally get it. Totally get it. 202-224-3121. Frank Clementi, Americans for Tax Fairness. Thanks, Frank. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Great talking with you. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I got to tell you about how a Trump-aligned group is fighting Joe Biden in court. This is amazing. Stephen Miller, he's up to no good here.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's an absolutely amazing piece of research that was published over at Nature.com, the science magazine. It's by Jeannie Erdman, and titled How Gut Bacteria Could Boost Cancer Treatments. And it's the story of this guy in Israel, Zion Levy, who went through a new kind of immunotherapy for melanoma. And he went into remission. They then took his gut bacteria and gave his gut bacteria, transplanted it essentially, into other people who had melanoma, and a substantial number of them started going into remission also. This is just an absolutely remarkable, brand new area of science, how our gut bacteria affects our health. We know also that the gut bacteria, you know, affects our moods, even possibly depression. This is a brand new area of science that is absolutely fascinating. I put together a video about this this particular article in this area. You can find it over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. This is an absolutely amazing story in today's Washington Post by Beth Reinhart and Josh Dossie. And it's the headline is How a Trump Allied Group Fighting Anti-White Bigotry Beats Biden in Court. Stephen Miller, remember Stephen Miller, the guy who was kind of the engineer of Trump's lock the children up and sell them into the Christian adoption networks? And now there's like hundreds of these children from south of the border who we have no idea where they are. You know, Donald Trump and Stephen Miller were literally trafficking them after they kept them in cages, and my recollection is at least seven of them died. Well, that guy, that Stephen Miller, that fairly open, you know, racist, fascist, has now started a group called America First Legal. And what they are doing, he says, they're calling themselves the long-awaited answer to the ACLU. And they have launched dozens of federal lawsuits challenging, I'm quoting from the Washington Post here, dozens of federal lawsuits challenging efforts to remedy racial disparities, support LGBTQ students, or expand the pool of early voters. AFL-backed suits helped doom a $29 billion program that prioritized struggling female and minority-owned restaurants last year. And last week, a council created by the Department of Education the conservative parents groups viewed as partisan. This is something to pay attention to. David Hinosa, an attorney for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, says many of these lawsuits are centered on making sure that white people remain in control and continue to benefit from unearned privileges, and on maintaining the systemic discriminatory policies that have harmed black people and other people of color for generations. They got $6.3 million in donations last year, including $1.3 million from the Conservative Partnership Institute, who, again, reading from the Washington Post, whose leadership includes key figures in the effort to overturn the 2020 election. AFL's all-white, all-male board includes loyalists who recently trekked to Mar-a-Lago for Trump's 2024 campaign announcement. In the lead up to the midterm elections, AFL also bankrolled a multi-million dollar ad campaign that included inflammatory radio and TV spots demanding an end to, quote, anti-white bigotry, end quote, and accusing the White House businesses and universities of discriminating against white people. AFL was one of several groups in the first year, again, reading from the Washington Post, of the Biden administration by the Conservative Partnership Institute, a central hub of Trump, of the GOP's pro-Trump wing. CPI describes AFL as a partner on its website, and three AFL board members, including Mark Meadows, who served as chief of staff to Trump have top CPI posts. And then they add, neither of these tax-exempt groups are required to disclose their donors to the public. This, I think the flag here, the thing that's important to pay attention to, is this meme that, you know, I remember this from the 70s, right? That white people are being discriminated against. I don't recall his name, but I believe this was when I was still living in Michigan. Louise and I lived in Michigan until 1978, and we, you know, both grew up there. And there was this white guy who wanted to get into the University of Michigan. In fact, as I recall, he wanted to get into the University of Michigan Medical School. And there's a, you know, only a certain number of slots. And the University of Michigan at that time had a program where being black got you a few extra points. It was an effort to kind of make up for literally a century of not even allowing black people into the university. And this guy didn't get his slot in the school at the University of Michigan, and he sued and he took it to the Supreme Court. And I remember these right-wing talk show hosts, and this, like I said, I think this is the 70s. I'd have to go back and look. But I remember these guys going on and on and on about how, you know, it's here it comes. They're going to start discriminating against white people. And it was a thing. And it was a thing that Richard Nixon was using. It was a thing that Ronald Reagan used in the 1980 election. When he's, you know, he was talking about this and how that, doesn't it get you upset that when that young buck in front of you and in the supermarket line is buying champagne and steak with his food stamps. And we all know what he was talking about when he said young buck. And George Herbert Walker Bush used with the Willie Horton ads. And, you know, George W. Bush was not, he was probably the least explicitly racist of all the Republican presidents. But this meme of white people are the victims is going to be huge. You heard it here first. In the 2024 election, 2 years from now. And Democrats damn well better get ready for this, because the population of America is no longer more than 50% white. And in fact, Texas passed that threshold a decade ago, which is one of the reasons that they're doing voter suppression so aggressively. More than half of Texas's population is non-white. And as this happens, you're going to hear more and more squealing and yelling and screaming from so-called white rights groups, just like the men's in the 70s. We also had the men's rights groups, because this was after 73 and women got the right to an abortion, and as a result of that they were the break shot there it is. As a result of that, they were, you know, yelling and screaming about that the women are coming for our jobs, and then it was black people are coming for our jobs. Keep an eye on this. It's going to get big.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Anything goes holidays, and, you know, obviously all the topics we've talked about today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The president declares a state of emergency for New York State with the Buffalo area buried under snow. CBS's Jared Hill.
A driving ban remained in effect in Buffalo overnight, where cars are still buried under deep snowdrifts. Thousands are without power, and another foot of snow is expected there today.
The DOT says it's looking into why some 70% of Southwest Airlines' Monday flights were canceled. Airline spokesman Jay McVeigh.
We've had sufficient staffing the entire time to address an operator flight schedule. It's once the storm dropped in the middle of it, that just sent the system reeling.
Still no arrests after vandalism took four Tacoma, Washington area power substations offline. KIRO-TV's Briseda Holgan.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department says they will be monitoring all substations. Right now, they don't have any suspect leads, and they are asking folks who live near those substations to check their surveillance cameras.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora, con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So Mother Jones Magazine got a hold of some leaked audio that was taken of Steve Bannon. He was talking with a group of people on October 31st, 2020. That's in the days prior to the election. Now, at this point, everybody in America who was paying serious attention knew that Trump was going to lose this election. The polls were showing this. I mean, he lost by 7 million votes. You can't bury that. You can't hide that. That's a freight train coming down the road at you. He knew he was going to lose. Bannon knew he was going to lose. And Bannon tells this crowd that Trump is going to declare victory on election night because he knows that a lot of the Democrats didn't want to show up in person at the polls because of COVID, and so they mailed in their ballots. Republicans weren't so concerned, and Trump is going to be ahead. And he's predicting exactly what's going to happen, which raises the question, how well planned was this? It really looks like there's a conspiracy. You can check it out. There's a whole video about it at TomHartman.com. Check it out. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And by the way, Bernie Sanders just he's going to try and force a vote this week on the War Powers Resolution that would block U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Might be a good time to call your senators. You know, we were giving out that phone number earlier, 202-224-3121, and say, please support Bernie's efforts to stop aid to Saudi Arabia for the war in Yemen. People are dying. Picking up your calls here, Brian in Chicago. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I hope you're doing well.
So far, so good.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay, well, you were talking about fusion and fission.
Yes, sir.
Now, it brought me back to my eighth grade science teacher, Mr. Capek. I'm 55 years old. He taught me that the only instance matter is destroyed is in a fusion reaction, because you, in the process of the fusion, you lose protons and neutrons and electrons, I believe. And that is the only instance that matter is ever destroyed.
Well, that happens in fission.
I don't know
too.
If that's true.
Well, it is. And in fact, there's an equation for this. Albert Einstein came up with it. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. E equals MC squared. So if you take a certain mass, the weight of this ballpoint pen I'm holding in my hand, and you were to convert all of that mass into pure energy by breaking up the atoms or by fusing them with other atoms, either one. Well, I guess you'd have to do it by breaking up the atoms entirely. So that would be fission. If you were to convert all this entire pen into energy, the amount of energy it would produce would be equal to the mass of the pen times, 182,000 squared? I forget the speed of light. I think it's 300?
Right.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years since I used to know the speed of light. I'm sorry I don't any longer.
Yeah, it's around there. Okay, hey, can I make another comment?
Yeah, if it's quick.
And a question? Okay, I'm homeless, okay, because I'm homeless, and I'm listening to you on WCPT. Mm-hmm. And I hear, I think it was the mayor in New York saying he wants to send task forces and round us up, and Trump said he wants to put us in concentration camps. And that's reminding me of, World War II internment camps with Japanese people. Instead of giving a homeless person a mental illness exam, guns are involved in way more crimes than homeless people. So why don't we give gun ownership a mental illness test?
Yeah, I think we could do both. Although, I think that the first and foremost solution to homelessness is to give people houses. There's a whole movement to do this around the world. Finland has adopted it as their national policy, and they've cut their homeless rate by something like 80 or 90%. The Republican resistance to it is that if you simply give homeless people homes, that they'll continue to be addicted to drugs or they'll continue to act antisocially or quack, 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 right? But the fact of the matter is that the vast majority of people who are homeless, when they're given a home, when they're given a house, when they're given an apartment, when they're given a place to live that has some safety and privacy and dignity, as opposed to a shelter, that they get their lives back together and things go much better. So, Brian, I wish you the very, very best. And
can I expunge on that just one second?
Sure.
Because I agree with you 100%. Because the one thing that holds me back is not having the address. To get a job is to get an address. And if you have an address of a homeless shelter, they throw that application in the garbage. If you have a legitimate address, it gives you a better chance.
Where are you sleeping, Brian? Are you sleeping in a car or on the streets or in a homeless shelter or what? Or with a friend?
I've sent you a link on the email about my story at Salt Creek Side. It's in there.
Okay.
Look me up.
All right. Brian, thank you very much for the call. Bill in North, apparently Brian doesn't want to share that on the air, and I respect that. Bill in Normal, Illinois. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good job, Tom. It's a pleasure listening to you. Two quick questions. Several years ago, the Pentagon, I don't know if it was in conjunction with the RAND Corporation, it was a major study of security and national security, and the number one risk was climate change. And I wondered if you could remember that. And the other quick question was, Neil Young in an interview said that our climate situation could be dealt with in a really good way by switching to biofuels. He said that the electric cars are really good, but it's going to be a while. But by switching to biofuels, as in Argentina or Venezuela or Brazil, and factory farms to do away with, go back to the family farms. I just wondered your comments on those two questions.
I agree that we need to be converting factory farms to family farms, that we need to be breaking up some of these giant agricultural monopolies. We need to be engaging in farming practices that are regenerative, that return carbon and life to the soil. We've killed our soil. And with regard to biofuels, the biofuels that are based on crops, that are based on, you know, corn is the most common one for ethanol. It's just basically it's a way of converting sunlight, using soil and water into fuel. And frankly, I think solar panels would probably be more effective. But there are biofuels that can be made that can be fermented. That can be made in giant vats, although, again, you need raw materials. But they're experimenting with some waste raw materials, like waste wood or using hemp and things like that. Those are all interesting things to pay attention to. But, we've got a nuclear reactor, a fusion reactor, 93 million miles away from us, that is pouring enough sunlight energy onto the Earth that, in any one given day, you've got more than enough energy to power the entire planet for years. And we just need to start capturing it. Plants capture it, but they're relatively inefficient. And now that we've got solar panels, solar energy is now cheaper than any other form of energy. Now that we've got solar panels that are increasing dramatically in efficiency, and now they're starting to make flexible ones, they're starting to make roofing tiles that are solar panels, it's just like nowhere but up from there. So I think biofuels as a transition fuel was a much better argument 10 years ago. But now the transition, frankly, I think is what I have, which is a plug-in hybrid car. I have a car that runs on gasoline, but it also will go 30 miles on a charge. And I've got a little charger in my garage. And when we had another house with a carport, we had a charger in the carport. And, I buy one or two tanks of gas a year, if that. The only time I ever have to burn gasoline is when I drive out of town, because I can get anywhere in Portland, and home within 30 miles. And those plug-in hybrids, Volvo just rolled one out. General Motors has a couple of them. Ford has one. They're really becoming hot. And that I think is your transition, which is where you just start using dramatically less gasoline. And in my case, I'm, you know, I've been just using electricity exclusively now for 4 years, pretty much. And it doesn't, I can't see that it's affecting my electric bill at all. I mean, the amount of electricity that these chargers for your car use is on the order of what a hairdryer uses. And, you know, I suppose, you know, if you left a hairdryer running for 5 hours a day every single day, you might see a jack up in your bills. But, I mean, you only need to charge periodically.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 44 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, not a chance. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a nonprofit station, please contribute to them. Help keep them on the air. If you're listening to us on a for-profit station that carries commercials, please call the sponsors and let them know that you're listening. This is really important stuff to keep Progressive Radio on the air all across the United States. And thank you again for listening. Back during World War I under President Wilson, we had a windfall profits tax on war profiteers, essentially, of 95% above their normal profits. You were allowed to make your normal profits, but when you started making more than that, 95% tax on that income. Franklin Roosevelt, President Franklin Roosevelt, revisited the exact same thing, windfall profits tax, during World War II, saying he didn't want this war to produce any new war millionaires. During the Korean War, Dwight Eisenhower had a windfall profits tax. During the echo of the fall of the Shah of Iran, when all the Iranian oil was taken off the marketplace and the price spiked, President Ronald Reagan imposed a windfall profits tax on the oil and gas industry to stop exploitation of that. Now we have Senator Bernie Sanders in the Senate and Ed Markey as well, along with him, and Representative Jamal Bowman in the House, saying, let's do the same thing now. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. And welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your phone calls. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Excuse me. Are you know of Jules Whitcover, the national columnist?
I don't.
Okay, he's a... Anyway, I was reading his final column today. I guess the guy's like 95. But he had an interesting one. He's written some books. And this one would have been like the second book or so about in 1968. And it was called The Year the Dream Died. Said he unearthed documents revealing the outgoing President Lyndon Johnson had turned over to Democratic nominee Hubert Humphrey, incriminating evidence that Nixon had tried to broker a secret deal with the South Vietnamese president,
right,
to monkey wrench peace negotiations then taking place in Paris.
Right.
He said any peace accord in Paris would have sealed the Democratic victory,
yep,
in the presidential election. However, he said Humphrey chose not to use the intelligence Johnson had supplied to him. He says, you know, it hardly was a revelation comparable to Bob Woodward, but on Donald Trump and that. But he said, but it was a revelation that has provided more raw material for old reporters like him. You know, he said, because I remember we've spoke before about where they've had a tape on that or something that time, and
yeah,
Nixon more or less swore to Johnson, oh no, I, you know. Well, this man had the documents actually on it, and that, and I just found that kind of interesting. And this on this final column, he had some interesting stuff, and I'll leave you with this one. He said, not all the memories were so serious or without comic relief as long as Senator Robert Dole was around. He said, shortly after the assassination of Egypt's President Anwar Sadat, the Kansas Republican noted that President Ronald Reagan had appointed as his representatives to the funeral three former presidents, Gerry Ford, Jimmy Carter, and Richard Nixon. Dole described them as see no evil, speak no evil, and evil.
That's a good one.
I thought I'd end it on that. Be well, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and here's a clip of Lyndon Johnson talking about Nixon's treason with Everett Dirksen, who was the leader of the Senate Republicans and a wise elder in the Republican Party. This is Lyndon Johnson.
Here's the latest information we got. The agent says that they just talked to the boss in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And that he says that you must hold out. Just hold on until after the election. We know what Chu is saying to them out there.
Yeah.
We're pretty well informed on both ends. Now, I'm reading their hand, Everett. I don't want to get this in the campaign.
That's right.
And they oughtn't to be doing this. This is treason.
I know.
I know. And that's exactly what it was. That was Richard Nixon committing treason to win the election of 1968. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I thought I'd give you a talking point that I'm sure we're going to be hearing. This is about 2 weeks ago. I was listening to Deutsche Welle. They were interviewing an some guy from an American think tank, talking about the Ukrainian war.
Yeah, for people who don't know, Deutsche Welle is the English language German international radio station, essentially.
Right.
Like BBC.
And this guy was supporting our effort in helping Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But he made this statement, and it perked my ears up. He said, as long as we continue to support Ukraine, we're going to have to start cutting entitlement programs. And I heard that, and I thought, oh, crap, they're going to start using them. Oh, yeah, so that, like I said, I can't remember the guy's name. He was from some American think tank. And like I said, he was all behind us supporting the Ukraine war effort. But when he said to continue to do so, we're going to have to start cutting entitlement programs, I thought, oh, crap, we're going to be hearing a ton of that.
They will use any excuse they possibly can to cut Social Security and Medicare because they think it's socialism and because the billionaires who own the Republican Party don't like paying taxes.
Like I said, once I take over the House, I'm thinking we're going to be hearing a lot of that argument.
You're absolutely right. Ed, thanks for the heads up on that. That's an early warning system. Thank you, Ed. Donna in Ventura, California. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hi again. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Good. I talked to you one time to let you know that Steve Bannon, who I watched before I watched your show, that he was saying 100 seats for 100 years for the Republicans before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have enough time, but the thing I wanted to bring up was that America First Legal. The America First Legal.
Right, Stephen Miller's organization. By the way, we have about 45 seconds here.
Okay.
Donna.
Steve Bannon's show, before the election, he had a representative from America First Legal talking about these very racist ads that they were running on YouTube, which I see because I don't pay for a lot of my media. And this included Hindus who were like aligning with white people as this country isn't dealing with our values. And I thought that was beyond the pale. Mm-hmm. But this has been going on in conservative circles for a while. I don't know how to listen to both sides. I'm a Democrat.
But yeah, that's a tough one. Don, I'm sorry. It's for some reason, your phone is ducking. It's called. You must have a VoIP phone. Yeah, it's expect to hear a whole lot more from Steve Bannon's America First Legal as time goes forward, you know, which of course is their right. Anyhow, thanks so much for being with us today. It's a fascinating time in the history of this country. And I do appreciate your sharing these 3 hours with me. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. Democracy requires all of us, and that includes you. And there are things you can do. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
The holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I love how flavorful HelloFresh meals are and also how much we've learned about different sauces and cooking techniques. We bring that to other meals. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom21 and use the code Tom21, THOM21, for 21 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom21.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.